You brother and sister, good afternoon once again. Are you happy to welcome the Christmas is coming? Yes, huh? Yes.
I feel that you are so sad, no?
Last night I passed by, I went back home. On the way home, I saw a lot of people came to visit the center winter garden. So really nice, the time that we are joying, no? But today in the Mass, maybe we wonder also why the glory is omitted. You also saw the priest wear the purple color today. It seems that it's sad, but it's not. As we know, Advent season is the time for us to be joyful, to recall what's happening to our life daily in our life. It's not the time of sadness, but rather the time that to recover all the things that the grace that God given to each of us as the children of God. So as we are joyful to welcome the Christmas, so this is the time for us to repair ourselves in order to welcome the second coming of Jesus Christ. So in our daily life, in one way or another way, like the gospel today, to present us the two images. The first, the obstacles, the difficulties that we may still fight, experiencing our daily life today. But in another side also, Jesus says, when all these things begin to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. So this affirmation would show us that all the difficult moments that we are encountering in our daily life should not make us fear, but rather help us to raise hope and joy, because Jesus is our Savior. He came to save us. Moreover, in the second reading, St. Paul invites each of us how to live this time of hope. He asks us to overflow with mutual love, as he said. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. That will be the way when Jesus arrives, he will find us holy and blameless. In addition, love is the characteristic that must fill the life of the Catholics. Our hope must be manifested in a special ability to love others, especially to those who live near us, because the one who waits for the coming of the Lord already lives under the law of love and reconciliation. If not, his hope or her hope is not authentic. Dear brother and sister, the Advent season is a great reminder that Jesus not only came and is coming, but that he comes into our lives in so many ways, and then we bring him into the lives of others. Saint Teresa of Avila wrote like this: Christ have no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes to which Christ looks compassion into the world. Yours are the feet with which Christ walked to do good. Yours are the hands with which Christ blesses the world. The same way Mother Teresa Calcutta used to say, I have found the paradox that if you love unto its heart, there can be no more hurt, only more love. So dear brother and sister, at the beginning of new liturgical year, the Lord invites us to start the year with a new beginning, so that we will have a glorious ending. In the Gospel, Jesus says, stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to survive all that is going to happen, and to stand with confidence before the Son of Man. Properly, we must keep ourselves alert to the signs of the times, which are not just cosmic signs, but the events that are happening around us in our daily lives. We just have to become conscious of the consequences of sins. Instead of to be worried about the thing that happening to us, we should keep praying, as Jesus mentioned clearly to us in the Gospel today. It's St. Francis that said you to say to, anxiety is the greatest evil that can be thrown or sown except sin. God commands you to pray, but he forbids you to worry. So today we are called to imitate our Lord, who is the promised Messiah, to show us the way to true peace and joy. Jesus, by his life, death, and resurrection, has shown us the way to live a life of integrity, with fidelity to his vocation as the Son of God, the Savior of humanity. We too are called to live out our fidelity to the Father as his adopted son and daughters, brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul reminds us, for you know what instruction we gave you to the Lord Jesus. So with the psalmist of today, we are called to learn from the Lord by contemplating on his word and his ways. Walking the way of the Lord is the sure path to fullness of life. Amen.